At 6:06, it is clear and 76 degrees in Tulsa on our way to 94. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. The search is on for a missing boy out of Cherokee County. Police say the 3-year-old, Michael Manning, was taken at knife point last night by his father, Johnny Manning. An Amber Alert has been issued for the boy who was last seen in a white 2000 model Pontiac. A lawsuit is filed on behalf of nearly 24 women at the Turley Residential Center. It's a halfway house run by Avalon. The women claim they were groped and sexually harassed. Their attorney, Spencer Bryant, says they took the action because no one was listening to their complaints.
These women would return to the facility and make complaints about what was going on. It's our understanding from the women that they were met with disbelief. They themselves were then threatened and given misconducts, which takes good time credits that they have earned towards the discharge of their sentence, takes them away.
Bryant says that that would then force the women back into DOC facilities. Avalon did not return our calls. All female juvenile offenders in state custody are going to a private inpatient mental health facility. It'll be completed by the end of September.
22 girls housed at the Central Oklahoma Juvenile Center will go to Southern Plains. State Juvenile Affairs spokeswoman Paula Christensen says her office has been looking for this opportunity for a while.
It was difficult for us to keep them separate for going either to school, to activities, and it just made for an environment that wasn't very suited to have both genders at. So we decided that we needed to bring the girls out.
Southern Plains will be paid out of Juvenile Affairs Revolving Fund, so any future budget shortfalls could affect this deal. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
You should have topped off last night. Gasoline prices have increased in Tulsa to $3.39 per gallon overnight. Congressman Jim Bridenstine holds a rally in Bixby. He's pushing for the fair tax.
Repeals the 16th Amendment. There'll be no income tax, no corporate taxes, no payroll taxes, no taxes on capital gains, no taxes on dividends, no taxes on interest.
But there would be a national sales tax, and it would be as much as 30 cents on the dollar. But the congressman says that would be affordable because the price of everything else would decline. A 4-year-old girl has been struck and killed in the parking lot of a Tulsa elementary school. Police say the girl was at the Park Elementary School when she was struck by a car around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Police say the girl was walking with her mother when she suddenly darted ahead and was struck by a car. The historic tax extension package that you'll be voting on in November in Tulsa now has an official name. It'll be called Improve Our Tulsa.
The name is the clear choice of about 100 people in focus groups polled by the Tulsa Regional Chamber. Council Chair David Patrick says having a name for the $919 million package is important.
Well, I think it's important to move forward with this to get a handle on this so we can have it on the ballot title. That way, as we go out to the public and start talking to people, we can all refer to the same title and get people used to that name.
The capital improvements proposal is the largest in city history. It goes on the ballot November 12th. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today, a high of 94. It will be clear tonight, 74 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more sunshine and more heat, a high of 98. And on Friday and Saturday, look for highs around 100. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation across northeast Oklahoma. Now, at 6:10, it is clear and 76. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.